Good evening, everyone. It's Diane Moxley with New Jersey Revolution Radio. Thanks for joining us. This evening, we have with us Chairman Shaka Zulu with the New African Black Panther Party. But before we get to our discussion with Chairman Shaka, we do have Brian Powers with us. We're going to discuss some of our past events that we participated in and helped organize and our upcoming.
Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it. So
Brian, what do you have for us?
Yeah, it's been really, really busy at New Jersey Revolution Radio. Over the past couple of weeks, the peace movement has been on the march because of the heightened tensions in South America, as well as our ongoing wars all over the world. We have mobilized with Hands Off Venezuela. We had two wonderful events that your guest was with at both of them over this past week. But we want to encourage everybody to take a look. If you go to www.njrevolutionradio.com, you can see the Hands Off Venezuela up at the top. You click on it. That link is updated with the most current activities going on, ways that you can get involved, ways that you can educate yourself, ways that you can get information outside of what the corporate media is currently feeding us. Because they're feeding us a line of crap meant to get us engaged in another war. We just don't need to be involved in. We don't need to be involved in the ones we're already in. Right now, we know our comrade Bob Botanic and Madeline Hoffman are working hard to fill up a bus for March 16th. So the information is on that on our webpage. So we encourage everybody to go there and get involved with that. I also want to take a couple of minutes to talk about our upcoming event in South Jersey. We're going to have a community cannabis forum with the upcoming legalization of marijuana. We're seeing just a lot of problems in these laws, people being left out, obviously people that have served unjust prison sentences still not seeing justice, and being left out of what's going to be essentially a multi-million-dollar industry, and it's going to be catered to by corporations. And you know, the traditional already rich people instead of people in our communities, which is where that money and that benefits should be going. And that event's going to happen on Thursday, April 4th at the Mount Zion Baptist Church. That's located at 350 South New Road. So we hope you all can make it out there. And I know, Diane, that you're involved with the peace movement heavily. I've seen you out there and being active. You're at the events that I can't always make it to, and we've shared some time together working on these events. There's also an event coming at the end of the month that I know you're more familiar with than I am.
Yes, on Saturday, March 30th, there will be a bus also going from the North Jersey area to DC for the No NATO rally. That is to counter the 70th anniversary meeting of NATO, which will be happening in DC on April 4th. So there's a calendar of events, but one of the biggest events, if you could only make one of them, one of the biggest events is Saturday, March 30th. And for our viewers that aren't right local to North Jersey, we may be having a South Jersey bus, and there is a March 30th No to NATO Facebook page for New Jersey mobilization. We'll also make sure we have some information on our New Jersey Revolution Radio Facebook page for people that are looking to plug in for that bus. And for the March 16th bus to D.C., I think I last heard earlier today that it's half full. We got about, another week and a half. So even if cost is a problem, I've been told that basically they're doing well with donations. So sign up and look for the sign up at our New Jersey Revolution Radio Facebook page. Is the audio okay, Brian? No.
I think I'm still hearing an echo before we get into the interview. Chairman Zulu, did you unplug your headphones from the PC?
No, you want me to?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Nobody has the Facebook page open that we're hearing an echo or
I think they were hearing an echo, but it should be gone now, and we'll just dub over that later.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds much better now.
It does.
Okay.
It does. Yeah.
We thought we'd try to work out our bugs before we start, but we're human, and you know, we're people powered. We're indie, so we're trying to get the news stories and information that our mainstream media will not report on. So excuse our bumps in the road. So we move forward. You good, Brian?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So again, with us tonight, we have Chairman Shaka Zulu. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. And thank you, New Jersey Revolutionary Radio, for giving me the opportunity to talk to you tonight.
Okay. So glad to have you with us. And so what you have been doing, and I know this, I just realized now from reading some of your bio notes, I didn't realize that this is something you've been working on for a while. So you have formed a local chapter of the New African Black Panther Party. Is that correct?
Well, let me unravel it for you.
Sure.
I was just released from prison after doing nearly 21 years. While in prison, we saw the need to develop a revolutionary organization that will decriminalize the mentality of the prisoners that were there. There was a sort of gangster mentality that was prevalent. Human rights, civil rights, love of self was not on the agenda. There was a sort of fighting for control of the illicit drug trade. And the prison guards and the prison administration was satisfied with that reality because it did not pose a threat to their control. So we wanted to bring the prison movement back on the agenda. We wanted folks to fight for human rights. We wanted folks to fight for decent education. We wanted folks to stop killing each other over drugs within the prison system. So we sought to develop an organization. And out of that sorting out, we found that the prisoners was hungry for a revolutionary understanding of their predicament. You know, why they were in prison and why there was such a wide disparity between wealth and power in society. So we developed the New African Black Panther Party as an answer to those prisoners that wanted to get involved in revolutionary activity in the prison system and hopefully when they transition to society. So it's not a local chapter. It is actually the first chapter of the New African Black Panther Party that are transitioning from a prison cell to the outside community. And this is why we did something that is totally new, Comrade Diane. Mm-hmm. We founded an organization inside the prison cell. So we didn't have one that was on the streets that would receive prisoners after they did their time in the enemy prison. So this is the first opportunity we have to bring an organization to the community and to receive prisoners upon entry back into society so we can maximize their talent in a meaningful and productive way.
Wow, that's great. And this started while you were incarcerated.
Yes, it started in 2005 in Trenton State Prison here in the state of New Jersey. We consulted with comrades Mumia Abu-Jamal, Suni Adi Okoli, Jaleel Muhtar King, and Russell Maroon Schultz. And they sort of guided us intellectually on how to develop a revolutionary organization that was more in stepping with the interests of oppressed people here in this society and around the world.
Do these chapters exist in other prisons throughout the country, or were you saying that this was the first actual Black Panther chapter set up in the prison system? Sorry.
No, actually, there's only one Panther chapter. We have what we call branches and collectives. The chapter consists of the leadership. Underneath that, you have deputies and unit leaders. Across America, prisoners joined the New African Black Panther Party. It got to a point where we had to curtail enrollment within the organization because it was just too much and we couldn't handle it. But we have hundreds of prisoners within the New African Black Panther Party and the United Panther Movement that are waiting for an opportunity to get involved in the community so they can revolutionize not just the people that they know, but the wider family in our community as well.
And you are now, because I understand that you were very recently released, so you are now organizing outside of the prison system. Is that correct?
And this has been such a wonderful opportunity to organize with comrades such as yourself, such as Brian, such as the Green Party, such as the Maoist Marxist groups. We have sought to make ourselves visible because we believe that in order to radically alter the conditions of oppression and exploitation and racism or white supremacy here in the country, we must form alliances with other groups that have the same common interests as we have.
Yeah, excellent. I was so glad to see you at our event organized with the Green Party and with U.S. Peace Council and New Jersey Peace Council on Thursday evening with Ajamu Baraka, who's with the Green Party. And we had his, you know, great insight. I just love his presentations, and I know we're all fighting in this struggle together to fight imperialism, to fight white supremacy, anti-fascism, etc. So I'm glad we're all working together, and we have to unite because we're all in this struggle together. So I'm so glad that we're all connecting. And have you been connected yet with the Green Party in Essex County? Because they've got a great branch. It's very active, doing good things. Have you been connected with them yet?
Superficially. We're waiting on Teresa to make those relationships and deepen those relationships. But let me just say that standing against what is happening with Venezuela, standing up against what is happening in the Middle East, with Syria, what happened to Libya, standing against what is happening in Africa is a noble and honorable task for revolutionaries, because we may not all agree with the same party line. We may not all agree to the same set of tactics to be used to stand against imperialism, but we must stand. We must raise our voice, and we must understand that without unity, we don't have a power base in which we can swing back intellectually and physically at our oppressors. So our demonstrations are a time in which we can swing back. Our unity is a time in which we can swing back. What is happening around the world must be confronted, and it must be confronted in a militant way, because capitalism, imperialism will not yield to peaceful cause. Its system is not built that way. So standing with comrades here in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and and in the state of New Jersey have been a wonderful opportunity for the New African Black Panther Party to get its feet wet, because we're just starting and we're just beginning. But we believe that a prairie fire is about to be set in the state of New Jersey, and we need all sincere, honest, anti-imperialists and revolutionaries to have their hands on deck, because this is going to be the base from which militancy spreads out to other parts of the country, and folks will proudly point to North New Jersey and the wider state as being a beacon of civilization, a beacon of respect for human rights, civil rights, and for love of one another. That is the kind of community we're trying to build here in the city of Newark.
Great, great. So we'll be doing community building together, because although I still work and will continue to work in the electoral politics system, we know that our politicians are not going to save us. We are controlled by the corporate-controlled duopoly, and their interests are with multinational corporations, the military-industrial complex, and what I am so sorry that you had to experience within the military-industrial complex. So they do not represent the working class. They don't represent the people. So we're going to have to, you know, roll up our sleeves, get in the streets, and do the community organizing ourselves. So let me ask you, what are you guys doing now in Newark? Are you having regular meetings? Can some of our viewers attend? So let me know what's going on.
Well, the New African Black Panther Party, as I stated, we just transitioned January the 7th to the streets. And we have been fortunate that other comrades around the city have been hosting our meetings, because we don't have the requisite funds to have a national headquarters yet. So we've been meeting at the Haynes Library. We've been meeting at Essex County College. Now, folks that are interested in meeting with us, joining with us, or getting the idea of the kind of work we want to do in this city, can go to the New Black Panther Party like page or to Zulu Sherrod's Facebook page, and they would get an idea of the kind of ideological trajectory in which the New African Black Panther Party is on.
Okay, so that's the New African Black Panther Party Facebook page. So if you're going to have meetings, you would post them there?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So viewers, please like the New African Black Panther Party Facebook page and follow Shaka Zulu's Facebook page. And I'm sorry, your Facebook page name is?
Zulu Sherrod,
yes, because we're Facebook friends now. So yes, because we have to grow these communities and you know, pitch in together to do this work. And you know, I believe we have the people power, so we can do it, but we've got to join together and do this work.
That's right. And it's important that we don't
So I even wanted to touch on go ahead, sorry.
No, I was saying it's important that we don't become comfortable and deceived by the fact that Bernie Sanders just entered the electoral race and allowed that to put a blinder on our eyes with respect to what's happening with Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Because Bernie Sanders did not even come out to condemn what is happening with this so-called coup. In fact, he called Maduro a dictator. Mm. So the fact is that we have to, everybody that's listening within my voice, we have to push people power as a prerequisite to preventing military coups in Latin America and around the world. And the best way we could do that is build people power in our community. Make folks aware that we have the ability to develop dual contending powers. And what is a dual contending power? A dual contending power is the opportunity to develop educational institutions in our community that pushes the education, that raise up the people, not make them slaves for capitalist America. You can develop cooperatives. You could develop of liberation gardens. You could develop a sense of interdependency on one another in our communities. Transform it from one that is presently a war zone into one that pushes political, social, economic power. So we have to do that, and we have to call these politicians out who seek to hoodwink, delude, and beguile the masses of the people. And Bernie Sanders represents that kind of beguiling of the masses of the people.
You know, now's the time to organize and get in the streets. So I'm not sure what got out there, but yeah. We'll continue.
I think what is important is the fact that at every stage of America's history, there have been a sort of pushing back by the masses of the people. I think critical points, flash points, was in the 1930s when depression was everywhere in the country. People's soup lines was blocks and blocks long. Unemployment was at record numbers. But there was a sort of socialist push and organizing in the streets, which forced FDR to implement some of his new deals that saved capital. The civil rights movement, when Martin Luther King came on the scene and they put their bodies on the line in the South to break down these segregationist, racist laws, there was a swing in the political temperature of this country. And as a result, there was a civil rights bill and a voter rights bill passed, respectfully 64 and 65. And then you had the revolutionary period where the Black Panther Party came on the scene in 1966. And you saw college students all around the world, here in the United States in 1968, in France in 1968. In fact, France almost fell in 1968 as a result of what the students was doing over there. You saw what happened in Mexico as a result of what the students was doing over there. And you saw what happened here in the United States, where 4 million college students went on strike because they said that the war in Vietnam was an imperialist genocidal war. We have to look back at that period and extract from it lessons that will mobilize and galvanize and electrify the masses of the people today. We have a template from which to judge that kind of behavior. We have to do it. We have to politicize. We have to educate. And we have to bring in all kind of forces that are willing to stand up against entrenched dictatorial money class, money interests. United States does not represent democracy. In fact, it represents hypocrisy. And we have to be courageous, bold, and determined in making sure that folks understand that. And so I am excited. I am happy. The work that we're doing here in the city and turning it into a base area, a revolutionary, cultural, political, and social power will allow us to work more determinedly with the Green Party, more determinedly with the Marxist-Leninist Maoist Party, more determinedly with other organizations that want to do something. So we have a 10-point program. The New African Black Panther Party's 10-point program called, we say we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black and oppressed community. That's number one. Okay. Number two, we want jobs, decent education for everyone. Number three, we call for wholeheartedly an end to the robbery by the capitalists of our Black and oppressed communities. Number four, we call for decent education that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. Number five, we call for decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. Number six, we call for completely free medical care for all people. Number seven, we call for an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of Black and all oppressed people. Number eight, we call for the immediate cessation to all of these wars of aggression around the world. And number nine, we call for the complete dismantling of the mass incarceration system. We believe that out of 2.5 million people that's incarcerated, 2.5 million people probably did not receive a fair and impartial trial. And number 10, we call for the complete and total handing over to the community the means of production and people's community control of modern technology. So that is our 10-point program. And it's an instrument in which we can organize everybody. The white people are suffering oppression. Black folks are suffering oppression. Latinos are suffering oppression. That 10-point program can organize them because everybody want to live in a world free of pollution, free of militarism, free of racism, free of all the negative isms that divide humanity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you look at our Green Party platform, we have 10 key values. We have four pillars. I think we have a lot in common. The Green Party has accepted an eco-socialist platform. So we believe in workplace democracy. We've got to give the power back to the people. We are all being exploited and oppressed, as you said. So, you know, we have more to gain by us all coming together and working together than in our individual silos. And I feel like in New Jersey, it's beautiful that I feel like the right people are coming together now. And, you know, springtime is just around the corner. So I always say that's when like real activism kicks into full gear. So I'm excited about all of these opportunities coming up and working with the new Black Panther Party.
New African Black Panther Party.
Yes, sorry, the new African Black Panther Party.
And Conrad Diane, can I say this? That look at here in New Jersey, we have Soma for Palestine.
Yes.
We have folks that are addressing the apartheid system there in Palestine. We have folks that are addressing the situation in Latin America. We have folks that are addressing what is happening in Africa. We have folks that are addressing right here in the city what is happening with the lead in the water. So we have the ideas. We have the folks. We have the issues covered. But we have to coalesce our organizations, and they have to be developed on what I want for myself, I want for my brother. North New Jersey and New Jersey, the wider state of New Jersey, is going to be a beachhead, a beacon on the hill of revolutionary activity. We're going to carve out a little piece of liberated territory. So with folks all around the world, and especially in the United States, point to New Jersey, they can say, there is a true, genuine people's party. And we have to do that in the organic way. And what we mean by organic way? An organic way means similar to what Antonio Gramsci called, when he wrote his notes in prison. He said that the mom, the pop, the average Joe in the community must be politicized. And they must begin to take on the social conditions in their community if change is on the order of the day. So if we establish a breakfast program, it is not the New African Black Panther Party that is going to run it. It's going to be mom, it's going to be pop, it's going to be grandma, it's going to be granddad. Mm. And that breakfast program will become a material force in the lives of that community because the people now identify their interests with that of the revolutionary organization. Yeah. That's what we have to do. We have to show them that we are genuine, that we are willing to put our lives on the line, mind, body, and soul, and that we're not going to allow our oppressor, capitalist imperialism, the ruling class, to divide these organizations here in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'm excited to work with the new African Black Panther Party. And Chairman Shaka, thank you so much for coming on. And I was thinking maybe we'll even do a live stream out, you know, in the community, doing the work that you guys are going to be doing and are doing. So I look forward to working with you moving forward. So thank you so much for your time.
And I want to thank you. And I want to say to all of your listeners, all power to the people. And let's do this work.
Mm-hmm. All power to the people. Thank you.
Thank you.